A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses did exactly as the Lord had commanded him. On the first day of the first month of the second year, the dwelling was erected. It was Moses who erected the dwelling. He placed its pedestals, set up its boards, put in its bars, and set up its columns. He spread the tent over the dwelling and put the covering on top of the tent, as the Lord had commanded him. He took the commandments and he put them in the ark. He placed poles alongside the ark and set the propitiatory upon it. He brought the ark into the dwelling and hung the curtain veil, thus screening off the ark of the commandments, as the Lord had commanded him. Then the cloud covered the meeting tent, and the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. Moses could not enter the meeting tent because the cloud settled down upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. Whenever the cloud rose from the dwelling, the children of Israel would set out on their journey. But if the cloud did not lift, they would not go forward. Only when it lifted did they go forward. In the daytime, the cloud of the Lord was seen over the dwelling, whereas at night, fire was seen in the cloud by the whole house of Israel in all its stages of their journey. The word of the Lord. We've been seeing in the scriptures from the book of Exodus these last couple days this whole experience of Moses being called to be a preacher, called to be a leader and a messenger of God's word for the people of Israel. We've seen how Moses was called by God to go up on the mountaintop and to listen. And he'd come down from the mountaintop or go into the tent and come out of the tent, his face radiant, having heard God's word spoken to him. And then he would speak to the people of Israel what it was he himself had heard. And then we move into this new period where this mountaintop experience and this tent experience takes on a new face. Now Moses doesn't need the mountain anymore. He's come down from the mountain with the stone tablets, and now Moses is being commanded by God to begin to journey with the word. It's almost as if the stone tablets have become a kind of Mount Sinai that they could carry with them. It's no longer then to just have one place where one goes to listen to God speak. But now God's word becomes a companion along the way. The scriptures are precisely that. They're the meeting tent. They're the place where we can go into and see God, listen to God, hear the word of God, and come out and continue the journey along the way. St. John Chrysostom, many centuries ago, spoke about how when the apostles came down from the mountain where they had experienced and seen the risen Lord, they came down without any stone tablets in their hands. Moses came down with something to show for his conversation with God, but the disciples came down with nothing in their hands. And then John Chrysostom goes on to say, it was because their lives would become the living gospel from that moment on. So this is the challenge that Moses, in this new moment of the journey of the people, this is the new experience that we are called to become God's word in the midst of the world. God's word begins to journey with us. There isn't only one place anymore where we have to go and find the word. So daily life becomes a kind of journey. We begin by going into the tent, we go into the word, we sit at the feet of the word, and we listen. Meister Eckhart said many centuries ago, he said, I will sit and be silent and listen to God's voice within me. In another sermon, he says, there must be stillness and silence for this word to make itself heard. So we go into the tent, we go and sit at the feet of the word, and we listen. And out of that listening, we then begin the journey. The beautiful thing about the Ark of the Covenant is that it was God's word being itinerant with the people. In many ways, this Ark of the Covenant that Moses is commanded to build on in today's reading, this Ark of the Covenant in many ways is the living presence of God speaking to the people along the way. And in for the people of Israel, it was their blessed sacrament. This portable ark was the blessed sacrament for the people of Israel. It was God's real presence walking with them through the desert. And I suspect that as they looked at the stone tablets and touched those stone tablets, it was for them like touching the mouth of God. By touching these tablets, by looking at the tablets, they knew that they were close to God's mouth that spoke the Holy Word. In our Dominican tradition, the tradition that I come from, we have the beautiful icon of our brother Dominic. He had a revelation when he was in Rome, in those years when he was beginning the process of asking for confirmation of this new order of preachers. Dominic went one day to St. Peter Basilica in Rome to pray and to pray for guidance as he began this process of seeking this approval of the order. And it was there at the Basilica of St. Peter where he had a vision of Peter and Paul appearing to him. And Peter, in this vision, gave Dominic a walking stick. And Paul gave him the scriptures, the book. And in many icons of Dominic today, we see those two symbols, the walking stick in one hand and Dominic with the scriptures in the other. It's Dominic as a new kind of Moses carrying the Ark of the Covenant on a journey across the world, through the desert, through Europe. And that's us today. We are today the itinerant Moses, the itinerant people of God, with our walking stick, in our cars, in our airplanes and trains, carrying the world here, carrying the word here and there and everywhere. We're called to be people who go into hospital rooms and prisons and into school classrooms, carrying the word of God, sharing it. In a waiting room, at a doctor's office, anywhere. This is the way that we live Moses' experience with the people of God in our own time. We do it through computers and blogs and podcasts. The word was given to Moses to be a portable word, a word that could be taken along the journey with him. And so today we are invited to continue being this itinerant word of God in our world today. Several months ago, our brother Bruno Cadore, the master of the Dominican Order, said these words in a letter that he sent out to the order. He said, God comes personally to dialogue with God's people. And the delicate silence of a gentle breeze covers the world and opens the time of hope for a new creation. Everybody, through this dialogue, can dare to be born again. And at the end of this letter, our brother Bruno says, we are called to be servants of the coming of God and of the dialogue that this coming inaugurates. To be servants of the coming of God and servants of the dialogue that God has opened with God's people. This is our mission today. We're given the word, we've come down from the mountain after our encounter with the word, and then we are handed a walking stick and told to go forth to preach the word to all peoples throughout the world. Blessings as you journey forth with the holy preaching.